You're listening to USA Votes 2016.
Welcome back. I'm Olivia Shortall and I'm alongside Mark Briggs.
The results are coming in thick and fast. Key battleground states are going to be extremely decisive here.
Florida, North Carolina and Ohio could swing it either way.
And we're really looking at Florida at the moment. It's a really decisive state. It could still go either way and we nearly have all the votes counted there. Other states like Virginia have now been almost confirmed that it's going to be a Clinton win. At one point it looked like Trump could get in there, so it's still very much up for grabs, but hopefully in our section here we might be able to bring you the Florida result.
Yeah, I would say that, and I would also mention the fact that with the Virginia result it's probably a slight reassurance for the Clinton supporters out there, seeing as it was potentially quite a big worry before that was confirmed. So
yes, it was. And now we're going to go over to the latest news.
Thank you very much, Mark. As we've been saying, Donald Trump is leading in the Electoral College vote and the national poll. He has performed very well in states that President Obama won twice. Mr. Trump has won in Montana and Missouri, but many states are still too close to call. The Republican leads in important swing states in Florida, New Hampshire, Ohio, and North Carolina. But perhaps most noteworthy is that Trump has a considerable lead in Wisconsin, a state expected to lean towards the Democrats. The New York Times has now rated Trump's chances of winning the presidency at 59%. The first time Trump has gone over 50% in the whole election. Clinton, however, has won the state of Virginia, the home state of vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine, and a state which the polls for would be tight. Senator Mike Lee is expected to retain his seat in Utah. The Republican is expected to defeat the first openly transgender person to be a major party nominee, Misty Snow. But voters aren't just voting for politicians today, they're also having their say on issues, with Colorado taking the unprecedented step to allow terminally ill people the right to end their lives via a physician-assisted suicide. Meanwhile, the Mexican peso has plummeted 7% against the US dollar.
Well, thank you very much for the news there. We just wanted to make a slight correction about Virginia. I don't think it is yet absolutely confirmed. We just want to make that clear that that was not a confirmation. It was that it's pointing towards him potentially winning.
Okay, and on the back of that news, we're now going to go over to Jason Lewis, who is live in Washington, D.C. So, Jason, it's looking like a very exciting election now, to say the very least. But what's the latest over there?
Well, it looks like, to me, Mark, this is going to go right down to the swing states. It looked like Hillary would only need a couple of them and she would get them over the line. But how the night's playing now, we've got Donald Trump with that lead, 149 college votes to 109 from Clinton, the latest prediction from CNN. It's going to go right down to these swing states. We've got Pennsylvania, Virginia, as you say, is nearly looking like Hillary, but we've still got a few votes to count there. Florida, right down to the wire, less than 2% lead for Donald Trump. That could swing at the last minute and could be the major talking point as we move on from this election. We've also got Michigan, Ohio, a big battleground, as we have Colorado. The atmosphere here in the newsroom, as Trump has built this lead, has been on eggshells, to say the least. People are generally concerned that the Donald Trump movement is going to take him all the way to the White House.
So you mentioned the concern. I mean, in terms of probability, what is their opinion? Do they feel like it is going to be a Trump lead?
I think they've still got this sense of, hopefully, as you say, Virginia coming in will sort of calm people down and give a bit of relaxation to the picture. But people didn't ever see it being this close. People thought this was going to be Hillary's in the bag as we went through the night. So it's a lot closer than people think. If you look to the stock markets, the American stock markets are crashing in fear that Donald Trump's going to win this. The dollar is going down. The Dow Jones is falling as well. So the values in the stock markets are dropping rapidly here. So there's a general, just real, genuine concern now that Donald Trump's going to be in the White House. And who knows what that can mean for the future of the United States, but still very early days, a lot of key states to come, so we've still got a lot of talking to do.
And finally, Jason, just before we wrap up, I was just looking earlier and it was saying the sort of states that Trump needs to win to get a victory would be Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, and if he was to break through the blue wall, as they call it, he's going to have to win states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Minnesota. Has that sort of been backed up by where you are?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the core of the blue wall's already come in up there in New York, New Jersey, but it's the peripheral areas there, your Pennsylvanias, Virginias and Ohios, that Trump's got edge aware and claw onto his side. So have any, he doesn't need all of them, but he needs the vast majority of these big battleground key states to get himself into the White House.
Thank you very much, Jason.
So we are now joined by Joshua Coase, who's in the studio live with us. We're going to ask you a few questions then. So Joshua, in terms of the swing states coming out, I mean, what do you have to say about that really?
The main states are still close to call at the moment, obviously including Iowa, Michigan, New Hampshire and Utah. Obviously these are states which Hillary was projected to win in, but Trump's very competitive in each of these states, which has taken a lot of people by surprise, so they could go either way right now. Fox and CNN have confirmed Clinton winning Virginia, but BBC have not confirmed that. So that's the latest on that one for you. It'll be interesting to see which way the rest of them go. Obviously some big updates from North Carolina and Florida as well.
So, obviously, we just want to make that clear about the BBC. They tend to hold off from announcing any official statements they have absolute sources. So we just want to make that clear. You may see announcements made in other places, but BBC are usually maybe slightly later than others. They want to check their sources. So we just wanted to make that clear.
But continuing on with what you were saying then, Josh, what's the latest exit polls from the key states?
The other results of key interest, obviously North Carolina, which currently stands at 50.5% for Trump and 46.9% for Clinton, 83% of the vote's been declared so far. Ohio currently stands at 53% for Trump and 42.6% for Clinton, with 70% of the votes declared. And obviously Florida's a big one we're all looking at. 95% of votes been declared and in counted, and Trump still leads with 49.2%. Clinton's got 47.7%. But the final result should be confirmed very soon. We've been waiting for it for a while now, but obviously it's an absolutely pivotal state for both candidates.
You're completely right about that. I suppose Florida is probably one of the most important swing states that we have been waiting for. I mean, it's been a long time, so obviously we are going to try and keep you as much up to date about that as we can.
Yeah, and moving on from that, so thanks to Josh for that. We have Jordan Bobo, who is a pundit from the University of North Florida, and she's going to be giving us a gauge of what the mood's like in Florida now. So, Jordan, are you there?
Yes, hi, how are you guys?
Hi there, very good, thank you. So, what's it like in Florida? It must literally just be all up in the air at the moment. Who knows what's going to happen?
We are in a state of panic. We did not see this coming at all. No one predicted this. We all woke up this morning. The New York Times predicted it was an 85% chance that Hillary Clinton would be president. And now it's the exact opposite. So we all kind of mocked this whole silent majority stands with Trump, but that seems to be partially true. There is a silent majority that we have not heard from that did vote for Trump. And it's among, even though, despite the record number of voters that turned out, Donald Trump is winning in Alabama, in Ohio. He just won in Ohio. And it is still very close in Florida. We cannot call it yet, but most counties are red.
We did just want to pick you up on that, though. Yeah. So you've said that he's won in Ohio. We just wanted to make that clear. So ABC News have said that Trump has won in Ohio.
And now that's backed up by the BBC.
Sorry, breaking news. Of course, that has been backed up by the BBC. Trump has officially won Ohio. I do apologise.
And that was the first of one of those really key battleground states. So Trump winning in Ohio. And could Florida be next?
It could. It very well could. And if he wins Ohio and Florida, we still are hearing from the Rust Belt, which is the Midwest states. And then we still have California, Oregon, and Washington, which are fairly liberal areas. And we mustn't forget that California has 55 electoral votes, which is kind of important, and they are liberals. So it's important to remain optimistic, but Trump is halfway there.
And you're certainly going to be gripped to your seat for the rest of the evening. And it's great to hear from you. And we might speak to you later on as the evening progresses. Thank you very much.
So in the studio now, we're joined by Danny and Ben. So guys, what have you made of tonight's results so far?
It's been an interesting one. Of course, the swing states have been too close to call for the majority of the night. We're seeing unconfirmed reports of Florida, which has been leaning towards Trump for quite a while now. He's won Ohio.
North Carolina, that's another big one, potentially.
It is looking extremely close to a Trump presidency. I think what you need to remember, however, is California hasn't been declared yet. I personally would expect California to go to Clinton, and that's where the bulk of the electoral college votes are. So it is still too close to call the final result of the election, but it's looking like a long night,
would you say?
A very long night.
And what we were saying earlier about the so-called blue wall, if they say Trump does win Florida, he's obviously won Ohio, is he going to win states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Minnesota?
Well, the blue wall is definitely not as strong as it was for Obama. Trump has definitely made inroads into people that would not come out to vote for the standard candidate that the American people are used to. So the blue wall has changed. There's bricks have come out of it. Different people have tried to make their mark on it. But it's definitely one of Clinton's last hopes now that she can hold on to Pennsylvania, that the support she's seeing on the West Coast is as strong as she believes it is, that Trump hasn't managed to delve into her voters there. Nevada will be a big one for her. She'll hope that she can just about swing it to her. If she does, then I see this middle of the night panic to be forgotten in 3 weeks. It will be a calm victory for Hillary, unless Trump can really win Pennsylvania.
So do you seem fairly confident that Clinton will be able to win California as well as Pennsylvania?
I can say now that you could, in your mind, add 55 electoral votes to Clinton, which, trying to do the math in my head quickly, I think would just put her behind. But you can add Washington, Oregon, Nevada, maybe, to that.
Maybe, of course.
Yeah, and I see you sitting there with your Bernie Sanders top on. And do you think he would have had a different... Well, I presume you're biased in this opinion, but how would you think he would have got on against Donald Trump this evening?
Well, I'm going to be biased, but I would see if it would be closer to a 300 electoral college vote for Bernie over Trump. Even Trump himself made it clear that he feared Bernie. Invited him to a big debate during the primaries, pulled out at the last minute, didn't want to risk himself, knew that he was in trouble when he actually brought a proper debate on against a strong candidate. But it's one of those things that we'd love to find out, but...
Bernie 2020, maybe?
Possibly.
We'll be talking about that one later on. Another interesting thing I saw earlier was that 45 million votes were cast before the actual polling day itself. And obviously this whole thing with the FBI scandal, do you think a lot of the voters who did vote early would have had that in their mind before it was confirmed on Monday that it was all cleared up almost?
I'd say an awful lot of things happened in that sort of early voting period. And it could have twisted it either way for the whole time. And I do think that the emails coming back out from the FBI really might have tarnished Clinton a bit. And, well, going back onto the sort of the Bernie point, you know, you look at this sort of anti-political movement growing. I'd just like to say I kind of disagreed with Ben's point as well. I think it would have been even closer because of the sort of anti-political sentiment going on in America.
Well, thank you very much, you two, for joining us. I mean, I guess the feeling in the air, again, is just complete uncertainty. Would you agree there, Mark?
Yeah, it's still up for grabs. And even though Trump's won Ohio, there's plenty more results to come in this evening. We'll be back with you shortly. But for the meantime, we're going to hand over to our TV team.